All right, everybody. Every single day, we get more and more proof that Vice President J.D. Vance's entire political career has been a psyop on the American people. A psyop is a psychological operation, oftentimes referred to in the context of the CIA or Russian psyops or Chinese or Iranian psyops. All countries try to enact these. But in this case, the psyop is being perpetrated by Peter Thiel, a Silicon Valley billionaire who is basically the Antichrist himself. There have been leaked audio recordings passed around over the past few weeks of Peter Thiel telling a college class during a closed-off lecture that he's been advising Vice President J.D. Vance to ignore Pope Leo on moral issues, including the development of ethical AI. He also suggested the American Pope was a tool of the Antichrist. I want to dig into this full story. Credit of this story goes to The Letters from Leo. It is a publication that I'll link below, and I found this to be incredibly interesting. I wasn't going to cover it until I got this new story that popped up in my feed as well. We then got more emails showing Peter Thiel and Jeffrey Epstein's relationship being much closer than previous known. Epstein even encouraged Peter Thiel's growing interest and involvement in right-wing politics. Now, if you know J.D. Vance's backstory, you know there's not some casual endorsement happening here. It's not that Peter Thiel endorsed J.D. Vance and J.D. Vance doesn't really know about it. No. J.D. Vance worked within Peter Thiel's orbit in venture capital and then was financially backed by Peter Thiel to the tune of roughly $15 million in order to launch his Senate race. Peter Thiel's entire investment into J.D. Vance was for this long-term plan of making him the president, and J.D. Vance's entire political career was catapulted due to this original early interest by Peter Thiel. So Peter Thiel gave J.D. Vance $15 million. At the time, he had this company Palantir. He had multiple other companies. Palantir now has many governmental contracts under the J.D. Vance and Donald Trump presidency, let me remind you. So this isn't some like abstract relationship of an endorsement that some billionaire gave. It is a very tight-knit relationship that has existed before J.D. Vance became a mainstream politician and before he even became a politician whatsoever. They've known each other for decades, basically, at this point, probably a decade and a half. So these new emails that show Peter Thiel and Jeffrey Epstein's friendship being close and Jeffrey Epstein advising Peter Thiel to go into this is pretty damning. I guess let's start here, and then we'll move over to the Pope Leo part. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the truth, if you appreciate the lie breaking that we do on this channel. I mean, there's so many lies pushed in the media by this administration and right-wing ecosystems, and we work all day to push back on that. So, of course, make sure to subscribe below to help us build our team. Let's just start here. Emails show that Peter Thiel and Jeffrey Epstein's friendship was much closer than once known. Epstein encouraged Thiel's interest in right-wing politics. After Epstein's crimes blew up in the headlines in early 2015, Peter Thiel told him that he wasn't bothered. He hoped it would blow over soon, in fact, and suggested they use it to strategize on how to weather controversies. He also told him he'd go to his island. This was as he knew J.D. Vance. So roughly 2 weeks after the lawsuit that made global headlines, Peter Thiel emailed Epstein, not J.D. Vance, telling him that if he made it to Miami at the end of the month, quote, I'll stop by your island. 8 days after that, as the unflattering headlines and public denunciations piled up, Epstein asked Peter Thiel, quote, does my bad press give you pause? He asked. If I was intimidated by bad press, said Peter Thiel, I would have not gotten anywhere in life, Thiel replied. But I do hope that you're holding up well and that the cycle won't go much further. By the way, Peter Thiel is the guy who's famous for this clip as well, talking about humanity. He's literally the Antichrist.
I think you would prefer the human race to endure, right? You're hesitating.
Yeah, well, I...
Yes?
I don't know. I would... I would...
This is a long hesitation.
There's so many questions implicit
should
in this.
Should the human race survive?
Yes.
Okay.
But I also would like us to radically solve these problems.
Right.
And so, you know, it's always, I don't know, transhumanism.
There is no way we want this guy making decisions for the human race. And if J.D. Vance ever becomes the president of the United States, that's what will happen. Peter Thiel will be making decisions on behalf of all of us and pushing towards this weird transhumanist AI vision that he has for the future. AI needs to be controlled by people who actually want to redistribute wealth to the worker, not the people who want to profit maximize. So, and really quickly, I urge all of you to be using the internet in a safe manner. Most people don't realize that their email is the backbone of their digital identity. Your bank, your jobs, your passwords, all of your accounts likely connect back to your email. It's how the internet recognizes you. And with most providers, your email inbox can actually be watched. Messages can be scanned, AI tools can be used to track your behavior, certain links can be embedded in the email that are invisible. That is why I like what Proton Mail is doing. Proton Mail makes sure that your inbox is not for sale. Nobody can track you. There are no ads, no scanning of your messages. And if email is the foundation of your digital life, there should be a strong foundation that is private. So try Proton for free by using my link, proton.me/Adam Mochler. You can find the link below. One more time, try Proton Mail for free. Use proton.me/Adam Mochler or click the link in the description. Thank you all. Thank you to Proton. Returning here, do you have any sense on whether this press cycle is going to keep escalating? Thiel asked 18 minutes later. It would be good to compare notes at some point on strategies on this sort of stuff. Copious reporting on the Epstein document shows that there were many wealthy and influential people who were willing to simply ignore Epstein's crimes to maintain a friendly relationship with him, but few actively passed on their sympathies about the bad press. Bad press that was, after all, about the sexual assault Epstein committed against underage girls. Fewer still, if any, requested that he pass on to them the lessons that he had learned from the unsavory episode. Peter Thiel is one sick puppy. Epstein showed Thiel generosity, including tax advice, and straight up offered him $50 to $100 million to invest. Thiel, in turn, gave him investment advice, sent him a book, and pushed him to invest $10 to $20 million in his firm's new fund. So J.D. Vance's political career could have been created from Epstein money. It's an Epstein career, and it all went full circle when he was in the Epstein administration and they covered up these files. It was a beneficial relationship. So listen, in 2018, in an email exchange, Epstein and Bitcoin developer Jeremy Rubin strategized how exactly they would have him invest in Bitcoin mining startup while keeping his identity under wraps because he was poisonous in the press. Since Rubin worried, otherwise potential investment Googling your name might get spooked. When the company refused to move forward until they knew who they were getting in bed with, Epstein instructed Rubin to be honest and tell him, quote, "I'm a major investor with Thiel. They can ask about him. They're not bothered. They'll chat with Thiel," Rubin reported back after the conversation. When Epstein learned Thiel was a Trump delegate, he seemed to take an interest in making sure Thiel grew his interest within Trump world and advised him how to do it, connecting him with Trump friend and fundraiser Tom Barrack and discouraging him from publicly criticizing Trump. Other players Epstein worked to put Thiel in touch with include Bill Burns, Bob Carey, Katherine Rumler, CSIS head Tom Pritzker, and a number of European and Asian officials. Epstein got his wish. The Thiel of today is a pro-war figure in bed with the deep state and a major part of the right-wing project surrounding Donald Trump thanks to his relationship and sponsorship of J.D. Vance. This takes us over to more antichrist behavior. A few weeks ago, a series of leaked recordings and transcripts from a private lecture series in San Francisco began circulating. They included comments from tech billionaire Peter Thiel and the most important political patron of Vice President J.D. Vance and one of the wealthiest, most influential minds in Silicon Valley. In these lectures, Thiel doesn't just flirt with the apocalyptic. He goes all in, openly discussing the Antichrist, naming Pope Leo as a potential manifestation of that figure, and most disturbingly, admitting that he's been advising Vice President J.D. Vance to ignore the Pope on moral matters altogether. So there it is. When Vice President J.D. Vance and Donald Trump, by extension, are starting beefs with the Pope because the Pope is saying that war should be fought in a just way, that immigration should be taken care of in a just way, and that citizens shouldn't maybe be killed by state actors. He didn't say that exactly, but he basically said that things need to be treated with care. And he said that wars should be fought in a just way. And that makes him the Antichrist. That's why J.D. Vance and Trump have been after him this entire time, because he's actually sticking with Catholic principles, because he doesn't have some puppet master above him. But Peter Thiel is still the puppet master of J.D. Vance. Make it make sense. Let that sink in. The main backer of the likely GOP nominee for president is accusing the Bishop of Rome of being an agent of the end times. and telling Vice President Vance to disregard the Pope's moral guidance. And yet, outside this community, the story barely made a dent. No major religion reporter ran with it. No flagship tech newsletter dug into the theological implications. No one in mainstream media even seemed to notice. That's because so many institutions, religious, secular, and digital alike, are siloed. They miss the big story precisely because they're too entrenched in their spheres to see what's happening. That's why Letters from Leo exists. You can find it below. They made this article. It's also why Mothler Media exists, to pull you out of any sort of bubble. Make sure we are hitting you with facts, facts, facts. And if you appreciate that, drop a like, subscribe, check out Proton Mail below, and I love you. Peace out.